This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. Moses, according to Jesus, said that divorce was permitted due to a hardening of the heart in the Old Testament. I have heard of and known various marriages which are built on abuse. But because one of the individuals believes they are living out a picture of Christ sacrificing or laying down his life for the other, or one is submitting to the other, that Christ and the church must be seen as represented in that marriage. In the book of Ephesians, Paul spells out what a biblical marriage is to look like, and he uses Christ and the church as the example. One thing which many people forget to quote when they are talking about loving their wives as Christ loved the church and laid his life down for her is the purpose of Christ laying his life down for her. It goes on to say, so that she might be sanctified. In other words, so that she might be made more and more into the image of Jesus and made more and more holy. And now the wife's or church's response is to submit as the church submits to Christ, right? How does the church submit to Christ? The church submits by obeying the command to love God and love one another, just as Jesus loved and submitted to his Father in heaven while he was here on earth, right? All of God's ways and commands are holy. They are meant always for good and never for harm or evil. Does the church trust her Lord? Is he trustworthy and safe? Does he protect and provide for her? Does he look out for her best interest? Yes to all those questions. So, Christ is worthy of being submitted to because of his agape love for his bride. And the wife is treated as the bride because she responds to that love in a natural, automatic submission of respect and honor, recognizing her life belongs to her groom, Christ. When you have a marriage built on the kingdom principles and controlled by the Holy Spirit, it is a beautiful picture of Christ and the church. The husband loves his wife and treats her as extremely important to him, valuing her as a precious vessel, and does what he can to protect her and lead her spiritually and in all ways, always being a safe haven for her. And the wife responds with honor and respect and submission because she recognizes he is worthy to protect and lead and love well. Not perfectly, for either role, of course, and I had to say that here, but has her best interest at heart. However, if this marriage is built on abuse, it will reflect that abuse in insecurity, disrespect, fear, terror, rage, violence, pain, walking on eggshells, silence, threats, in other words, a false love and false respect. It will eventually lead to a hardness of heart. It will equal unrepentant sin. So, a question. Does Jesus force us to stay with him if we don't want him anymore? No. Does Jesus ever remove our free will from us? No. According to various places like Hebrews and Jude and Timothy and Revelation and others, it is possible to fall away from grace, to return to the law, and to be deceived into a hardness of heart through continuous unrepentant sin and lose our security in Christ. Therefore, Paul warns us to guard our hearts and to not treat the grace of God in vain. We do not want to shipwreck our faith or fail to repent from known sin. There are all kinds of warnings for the Christian regarding this. Therefore, we should not take lightly our gift of salvation, and we should daily be quick to respond to the love of our Savior and Lord. To be sure, we do not harden our hearts through loving the world or through the deceit of sin, and we should intervene to warn, help, and correct any marriage which is disguising itself as a picture of love and submission as Christ in the church, when in reality it is a marriage built on abuse.